Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Here's Matt. Guns it. Caught. Hurst. Touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it's good to have you listening. We are live in Kennesaw at Twin Peaks having a good time today on a Friday.
It's cold out.
It is, man. Get your coat on, get your gloves, and let's go outside. Now, you were talking about snow real quick before we get to Dave Archer. Yeah. It's not snowing, right?
No, right? It's the Weather Channel thing on my phone said 5 o'clock, chance of flurries.
Okay, all right, because I know some people were like, Dukes, is it snowing? I heard you talking about it. I don't want to alarm our listeners.
Oh, please.
And a guy, well, you know how Atlanta is, Mike. Snow flurries. I've got to make it home. I mean, come on.
But a guy, Carl, he grew up in snow. Matter of fact,
he did.
It would be around Thanksgiving that Mama Archer would point to a ridge off in the distance, some 3,000 feet up, and say, that tree. And Archer would have to go up and bring that Christmas tree down the hill.
Really? He'd go cut it.
Team of oxen. Yes. Yeah, it's Archer. That's how Archer did it.
Dave Archer, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons guys, and follows the NFL, analyst for college football. Arch, you know he's full of it. Don't listen to him, Arch.
Arch, tell the story about Mom picking up the
tree. Well, the only part of Mike's story that was incorrect is the oxen. I just threw it over my shoulder and carried it back down to the house. So, but no, Mike knows it was. We had to rough it a little bit, but hey, it looks a little like snow out there, Mike. You know, looks like out of a New York type snow. So you know about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, gray, one of those gray days. But listen, it's a great weekend for football. Arch, we're going to talk NFL playoffs with you. Before we do, we got to let our listeners know, Falcon Report, guys, as we talk NFL playoffs, is brought to you by Domino's.
Yeah, man. Matter of fact, before the weather gets funky on the way home, stop by Domino's, order online, and get it to go. And if it's not ready within 2 minutes, your next order is free. Get all the details at Domino's.com.
All right, before we get into some of these games, Arch, Falcons offseason has officially started. I just want to ask you, all right, to put your Terry Fontenot hat on for a second. Where do you start? What do you prioritize as we get our offseason started? We know we've got a lot to look forward to with the Senior Bowl and the Combine, and we're going to be talking a lot about leading into the draft, and this team is certainly going to change. But what do you try to do if you're Terry Fontenot first? Where are you going with this thing as we start to look at the offseason?
Yeah, it's a big job, Carl, and it's the bane of Mike's existence is the strength positions – on the defensive and offensive lines. And Mike talks about it a lot, and he's right about that, is the fact that we've had struggle to get that right. And you're not going to be very good unless you can protect and push people off the ball, and you can go get the other teams faster. And so that's where I can't imagine he wouldn't concentrate in those areas. We were not very good on the edge of our defense. We didn't have any dudes out there. Now, we got a dude in Grady Jarrett on the inside, and I thought they did a nice job putting in a couple of big bodies that they'd work with and Mike Pinnell and Anthony Rush, who helped kind of plug the middle a little bit in the run game. But in the edge of the defense, there was nothing there. And so they've got to try to fix that part of it, both against the run and being able to pressure the passer. So that, I would think that would be paramount in their mind. How do they do that? Do you go about that? Is there going to be enough money in a free agency scenario? Is a guy going to be available that you think is going to be that guy and not a re-rack guy? You know,
right.
You almost feel like that we kind of got Dante Fowler after his best year of his career. You know, we haven't seen much from him. Now, I know he's been banged up and he's dealt with COVID just like anybody else has, but we just haven't reaped the benefits of that contract. So That's where I would assume he's looking. And also on the offensive line, he's going to evaluate all those guys. Those guys will get better next year because of the experiences they had this year, but are they going to get good enough to where you're going to be good enough to where you can be really good on offense and not average 18 points a game?
We were looking at the cap numbers, Arch. It's like another year we're going to have to be kind of ballers with a budget. I don't know if they accept Groupon, the Players Association, but we may need it. By the way, just real quick, are you satisfied with Hennessy? You think they're still evaluating Hennessy and Dolman?
Yeah, I think that's still an evaluation, Mike. I think that from a physicality standpoint, I don't think you necessarily liked what that looked like. I think that Mayfield looks the part. I know you guys have seen him. He's got a big lower body. He's got a guy. He's a guy that looks like he'd be a mauler. I thought he struggled with some of the stunts on the interior when they did in-tackle and tackle stunts. I thought he had a tough time picking that up as a guard. Remember, he played tackle in college. So did he gain enough experience this year where he's going to be more, going to be able to play more to his body size? It looked like he kind of was playing thinking and not necessarily being able to maul people. But as far as the interior physicality from the center position, I think that's still under evaluation.
Dave Archer, our guest, guys, talking a little bit about the Falcons as we move more and more into the offseason, but we've got NFL playoffs this weekend. Arch, let's start with Joe Burrow because I know how high you are on him, and you've said as much on this show. Can he somehow find a way to go into Tennessee and upset the Titans this weekend, and how do you see this game playing out?
I think he can, Carl. It's just going to be a matter of can this offensive line give him enough time to do some of the things he wants to do. The ball comes out more often than not pretty quickly. He's got a sixth sense with Ja'Marr Chase, and it certainly seems to tie over to Higgins and the rest of the receivers on this team. So I think that they have a really good feel for what they're trying to do. They get a semblance of the run game with Mixon. So I think they have the ability to mix it up. It'll be interesting to see if Tennessee can possess the football. Is Derrick Henry back on the field for him? It looks like he's ready to go. Can he be the guy he was prior to the injury? Can they control the ball? Dante Foreman has been pretty good. They've been able to control the football and kind of maul people, to use the same word again, in the run game, and then play action off of that with what Tannehill can do with an outstanding set of receivers. But I think it all falls on whether this offensive line for Cincinnati can protect, because I think Burrow can really give them fits down the field. This is an offensive line that doesn't have a lot of holding calls. They've done a nice job. They're one of the least penalized teams in the league, so they don't hurt themselves. So I think Cincinnati has every opportunity to go in and win.
It is Dave Archer with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks talking Falcons and NFL playoffs. Which offensive line is going to do a better job? We know that the Buccaneers line, Wirfs, they're going to go, Arch. Everybody's limping around, bad ankles. Just found out Whitworth, Matthew Stafford's blindside protector, is out for the Rams. So which offensive line is going to do a better job of keeping their guy upright?
Yeah, what a brutal game to have offensive linemen out. Both these defenses can feast on your quarterback if you can't protect them. So love the performance the Rams put out against the Cardinals last weekend. You kind of wonder if that defensive performance was maybe more shaped on they knew the Cardinals extremely well, having played them twice. I don't know if there's a familiarity there. Now, they did play Tampa earlier in the year, did the Rams, and beat them out in L.A. So they have that under their belt. But I think that's the real challenge. And then which quarterback turns the ball over? Both these quarterbacks have had a penchant for throwing the ball into coverage. Brady here late in his career has more interceptions than he's had in the early part of his career. And we know that, you know, Stafford had what do you have, four or five games in a row where he had a pick six. So it might boil down to which quarterback makes a mistake because of that pressure you're talking about, Mike.
Dave, 49ers, Packers in the NFC. It's the night game, by the way. Mike mentioned it. What's it going to be, 12 degrees?
Yeah, even colder by kickoff.
And you know, we started this segment talking about cold weather and you know, cutting trees with your bare hands and walking, you know, half a mile back to the house.
Jeremiah Johnson.
I don't care who you are or where you're from. 12 degrees is cold. How much will the weather play a factor with the 49ers? Kyle Shanahan, we played a soundbite today. Kyle was like, listen, get your mind right and let's go play. Easier said than done, but are the 49ers going to fall apart because of, you know, the way things have been going? It's almost like they've been one mistake away from that fail. And I think a lot of people going into this weekend feel like that's going to happen with the Packers.
Yeah, I think this is truly one of those games where you get a West Coast team, and the 49ers didn't wake up this morning and have their car plugged into a block heater. And that's what the Packers have been doing for about the last 3 or 4 weeks. So I'm not saying you can get used to it. Nobody wants to play when it's 6 degrees or anything like that. But if you have a mindset that that's kind of the way it is, Green Bay has that mindset. It's one of the best offensive lines as far as not penalizing themselves. They only have 19 holding calls on the year, guys. This is fifth best in the National Football League. So they're very good at protecting, yet drawing fouls. I think that's a big deal. They're also on the other side of it, you know, those defensive PI calls, they're one of the better teams in the league at not drawing those penalties as well. So I like Green Bay in this game because of the conditions, but because I think they're a better version of what the 49ers are. The 49ers are it's the same offense, right? But it's just, I think Green Bay's better, and I think Green Bay's defense, it's going to be interesting to see how much Bosa can play. He says they say he's going to be ready to go. Looks like Warner's going to be ready to go. And I think it's all hands on deck, but I don't know if he's fully ready to play. It'll be interesting to see what he can do because they can rush the passer. That's going to be the game within the game with the Packers' offensive line against the 49ers' front.
And Garoppolo's thumb and shoulder are jacked up. He'll be shot put in it. All right, it's Dave Archer with us, guys, breaking down all the playoff angles. Okay, Buffalo. Yeah, Garoppolo's jacked up. That guy's going to do something stupid. Now, who's going to be the guy who makes a silly turnover? Josh Allen nearly gave the Falcons the game, Arch. We just couldn't do anything with it when they gave us the football. Patrick Mahomes was doing that earlier in the season, and obviously the Chiefs got so much better. How do you see that one going? Can the Bills take it next level in Arrowhead?
Did I lose you guys?
No, you're there, man.
We're here.
Oh, okay. You Mike, you were in mid-stride. It was almost like they said, down the stretch you come. And it was Mike just surging ahead. And all of a sudden, your rider fell off. I lost you for a second. But anyway.
was it Velasquez? That guy owes me money. No, in a nutshell, do you trust Mahomes to be less likely to turn it over? Or you think Josh Allen's going to cut down on the turnovers? Because that seems to be the storyline for that game.
I just think this is the game, guys, where the quarterback could physically change the game. We saw that with Josh Allen in the Falcon game. We saw that, his ability to be able to run it and throw it. What a performance he put on last weekend. We talk about cold weather, 6 degrees against New England. He throws for 300 yards and only five passes hit the ground. I mean, the guy was phenomenal, and then he ran for another 70 yards. He almost ran for 100 yards against Atlanta. So his physicality in the game. But how about the way Mahomes took his game over? That game was tied 7-7 with the Steelers with about 5 minutes to go in the game. And all of a sudden, Mahomes started running all over the field, buying time, and finds Kelce and finds all his receivers. So if there was ever a game where the quarterbacks can physically take the game over because of their ability to extend plays and or run with the football, this is it. I think that both of them have the capabilities of turning it over, but that's what makes them both great in this game. I think this is two gunslingers that are going to physically try to take the game over.
Arch, what quarterback has the most pressure on him this weekend?
Probably Matt Stafford. I guess Matt Stafford just jumps off the map at me because, you know, this was why he came to L.A., and it's worked out, right? It worked out. They had a couple of blips on the radar during the season, but he's got the most talented team he's ever had around him. He's got guys that will go get the ball, and now the defense looks like all of a sudden, hey, we're going to play defense to our capability like we saw last weekend. Is this his last chance? It potentially could be his last opportunity to do this. So, I mean, Brady's won 100 of these, so I don't think there's any pressure on Brady. To me, it's Matt Stafford is the guy that jumps out to me.
This is great, Carl. I'm getting no reinforcement on my Rams bet.
No.
Damn it.
Zero.
Yeah,
zero.
I'm doing a 4-team teaser, Arch, and I thought the Rams were going to get after it. Then I heard the Whitworth story. So I will say this, though. It's hard to see, and maybe we're, I don't know, being optimistic. It's hard to see these games not coming down to the wire, almost every one of these games. You agree?
I agree, Mike. I agree with you. I think that last week was kind of a stinker weekend. Well, we had two games that were one-score games or kind of in doubt. The rest of them are over by halftime. I think that's been delayed to this weekend, and I think you've got great matchups. I think teams that are playing one another can give each other problems. So I agree with you. I think the Rams have, as much as I talk about Cincinnati going into Tennessee, the Rams have every opportunity to go in to beat Tampa. I think that they've got Tampa's got a core of receivers that's depleted. Mike Evans is the venerable one. But then it's about a bunch of tight ends, right? It's about tight ends are going to make Leonard Fournette. Does he get back on the field and maybe help out in the passing game a little bit? So I don't think they can plod along against the Rams. I think they need to make some of the big plays they're noted for. I'm not sure they have the capability to do that. The Rams certainly have the ability to do it.
Arch, it's going to be a fun weekend, man. We appreciate the time, as always. And we look forward to talking with you, hopefully, as we get to these championship games next week. And we'll see who might be on their way to a Super Bowl. Dave Archer, thanks again.
Carl, just shoot a flare if you need me to come get you over there in Kennesaw.
No doubt. I may have to do that.
Last time we had snow here, obviously, everyone's got a story from that one. Squidbilly, unbelievable how we got to the we make it to the Super Bowl in New York when the Broncos played Seattle.
Yeah, you're talking about the big snow.
The big one.
We just had snow up here, and it wasn't anything. I
mean, Squidbilly, it was like Lord of the Flies. He pulled up in front of my building in Midtown, and he's like, come with me if you want to live.
I saw a hilarious video from a guy who posted, literally calling into his employer, yeah, we got snow up here. It was nothing. And he goes, we got trees down. And he shows behind him, and there's like a twig in the driveway. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it to work for a couple of weeks.
It's like those memes we have a lawn chair knocked over, says, we will rebuild.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Hey, man, we got more to get to. Hawks Heat tonight. That's a big one. We got to keep this momentum going. We can't have any letdowns. We got to build on what we've done this week. We'll talk about it coming up.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
All right, guys, tonight it is the Heat in town to take on our Hawks. And, Mike, the Heat have a bunch of guys that have been in and out of the lineup. No, I need a hero tonight. No Tyler Hero. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. You said this earlier about, you know, whether they've had guys or not.
No,
they
Kyle
had our number.
Lowry.
Which is a big miss. I mean, they went out and signed Kyle, you know, him and Jimmy Butler teaming up. But a lot of this stuff is for the playoffs. Let's be honest. A lot of these veteran guys are thinking, hey, we'll turn it on. We'll be ready for the playoffs. But facing us, Hero's averaging, what, 20, 21 points, 5 rebounds a game? So you're not without, you know, with that tonight. But I don't care. I really don't even care about what the other team has, because it's been about us not executing and doing the things we need to do in the losses, not this week, but in the losses. I just don't want us to come out and have to fight like we have. And I said this to Steve Kuhn, and he's like, wins. It's all about wins. I just want us to have a good first half so I'm not freaking out.
Now, again, you could argue that the Miami Heat came in here and beat us, to your point, just a few weeks ago without Jimmy Butler, Adebayo, all those guys are out. No Lowry, we mentioned. Just mentioned Hero. But, Carl, see, you don't realize the worm has turned.
We are now.
This is the nexus, the genesis of it. Now it's taking form, okay? This is the butterfly taking flight. Or if you want to use it in Atlanta, it's resurgence, okay?
Very nice.
We're rising from the ashes, this phoenix. But, no, I think if you, to your point, if you go and you stink it up against a depleted Miami team, people will roll their eyes and go, here we are again. We're looking to win. Look, if we're going to win 7 out of 8 or 9 out of 10, we might not win them all. But I want to see, to your point, play better defense. Don't let somebody put 60 or 70 on you in the first half. Let's not get into that ABA kind of scoring we've been into. But I think I feel Okongwu has really given them a shot in the arm. And I won't say addition by subtraction, because Nate want guys to play defense. I think Gallinari's been better. I think Gallinari's upped his game. But to your point, they can't go backwards. We want to continue this momentum, because as it stands now, we're not even in one of those one-game playoffs yet.
Yeah, the play-in tournament. One of our listeners, I think it was Kevin earlier, was like, listen, if we lose tonight, like, they're handing us the game, and I don't ever feel that way. How many times have you seen an NBA game where, like, three of the stars are out?
Right.
You don't expect the team to do anything, and all of a sudden, you know, they end up playing a lot better than you expect.
It's happened to every single Hawks home game I've gone to.
where the other team has nobody on the floor you recognize.
With the exception of the Bucks game earlier in the year.
Yeah.
I've seen them beat the Bucks twice, but in person, though, I saw the first Bucks win. I went to the Houston game. Houston, a bunch of nobodies.
That's right.
That was one of the worst home games I've been to in 3 years. And again, that's one of those games that had us, like, losing our minds. The loss to Miami is one of those games, too. So I'm with you. Let's not give it up. Let's get rolling. Maybe our conversation with John Collins gives you a little insight into, you know, Nate finally did go DEFCON 1 and went ballistic on these guys, and messages received.
I hope so. It's Dukes and Bell. Find us, guys. You can text the show at 404-741-0929. You can also find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes in this radio show. Dukes and Bell 929 as we talk about the Hawks. Steve Kuhn said they did an analysis, the analytic guys,
right,
if you missed his interview last hour. And listen, the Hawks are not the only one who does this stuff. All the NBA teams do this. But what they're doing is, what do we need to do to make the playoffs?
Mm.
And if we make the playoffs, what's our organizational plan? Because the playoffs mean so much more money, and not only for the Hawks, but in the community. And you start to talk about all the things you're going to be potentially doing. That planning takes place now. Right. That doesn't take place in May when it's already happened.
Do you buy, though, the analytics projections that they're not only maybe one or two teams, maybe
50
one,
games?
Are going to get to 50 wins in the Eastern Conference?
Well, here's the thing. And ironically, it could be the Heat or the Bulls, because right now they're sitting at around 30 wins.
Right.
That means they're going to win 30 more games between now and the end of the season, which will put them, you know, or 25, right around 50 wins. I think that's likely. Maybe the Nets get there, but Kyrie on the road, maybe not at home. That plays a role. But the East, and here's the point that Steve Koonin was making, guys, is more competitive, Mike, than it was last year when we got into the playoffs and then really snuck up on everybody. This is not that. This is, we're going to fight, as much as we make fun of Charlotte and the Wizards, I don't know about this.
We're looking up at those guys. You know, how many years we talked about Bradley Beal being traded and all that, and he's not, you know. I just think, Carl, you get into the reality that some of these guys, some of these teams, and I made the excuse, and I apologize if it sounded like an excuse, that some teams kind of pace themselves to the point where, you know, yeah, there are some
teams. Well, if you're a good team, Mike, you can do that.
But we're not even to that level where by the way, and if the guys think they can do that, then rude awakening that Nate has hopefully opened their eyes to. But the Bulls just lost Lonzo Ball for 2 months. Okay, so the Bulls will probably take a step
big
back.
Big L, yeah.
You know, but the Heat, and then, by the way, the Heat have been doing it, as we said, Adebayo was out for like 2 months. They've been doing it without their big guys. I will say this, though. I think I'll go back to Okongwu. I think that DeAndre Hunter, knowing the minutes he's going to have and not worry, I mean, the wing was getting cluttered, we talked about.
Yeah.
I think we got a good thing going. I'm not trying to take a two-game win streak and turn it into, hey, we're out of the woods. But I like what I've seen. But to your point, let's just not sweat a game and be down by 16. Let's go out there and make a statement tonight against the Heat. We're a 1.5-point dog in this game.
I know. And sounds like you put some action on it.
I bet the four playoffs.
Okay,
games.
Okay.
All day today.
How do like you say employed, I wonder?
No, if I sound like a bit of an idiot, I got killed in the regular season. I laid off for a few weeks. And I will admit to you.
It happens.
I will admit to you, not to the listeners, just to you only,
yes.
Not to the people listening.
Just tell me.
I went a little heavy on this 14 teaser.
Well, you want some revenge.
So when I told you that I laid 125.
Or you were lying.
I lied.
Okay. You were lying.
But I've talked myself into, and I locked it in. The bet has been placed. The money is gone.
It's gone.
You understand, Carl?
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
And now I'm beginning to regret.
And it may be really gone.
After everyone I've spoken to now, I'm kicking myself for taking the L.A. Rams.
I don't think that's a bad pick.
Ladies and gentlemen, please go get a reverse mortgage on your home to bet on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You have the Mike Bell guarantee.
Yes.
And the reason I'm sweating this now is, in addition, at the same time this afternoon around 1:30, me and Eric were both putting our action in, totally legal, through a third party to a state which allows an app to be used on a phone for gambling.
Yeah, I'm just not as worried as I used to be about this. I mean, honestly, like 10 years ago, I'd be like, shh, don't say anything. Do you know somebody? I don't know anybody. Now, it's legal in so many places, I don't even care.
Yeah, but when guys start to hit you up, and the worst part is now I feel like I'm the Pied Piper of idiocy because I made this stupid pick and I'm going to take a bunch of guys down with me because other guys are hitting us up on the text line, on Twitter. Oh, I like the row. Yeah, you've mentioned the. And then we find out Whitworth is out. And Matthew Stafford, now, they've got pass rushers on Tampa Bay, as Archer just mentioned. So now I got to worry about Matthew Stafford taking it in the kidneys.
You're overthinking this. Rams. I know. Eric, tell him. You're overthinking this. I do, too. I said
to him. I'm going to take advice from a black guy who's got a dog named Jefferson Davis.
Okay, that's a good point. You know what? That's a good point. Never mind. Don't listen to him. Listen to me, okay? But I'll say this. I told you earlier when we got here today, I said, I like the Rams to win straight out.
Okay.
Forget the spread. That's where I feel about the Rams right now.
Right.
But I don't think it's a bad bet. As far as the Hawks, let's hope they're a good bet tonight. 19-25 on the season, guys. Just to give you some perspective, we're 9.5 games out, so we're 10 games out of first place.
Right.
We got work to do, but there's time to make that move to get into the top four, which is where I want to be. I do not want to be in the play-in tournament.
And by the way, we mentioned it earlier, some NBA notes. We were linked at least, you know, Wojo, a few other teams have had us talking about Ben Simmons. Well, I guess they cannot, Daryl Morey cannot find a partner. So Ben Simmons is going to be in limbo. He's on the Sixers, but not on the floor.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a – how frustrating is that for the Sixers?
Oh.
You got a guy that's making, $30 million?
I mean, and you're getting nothing. And you can't get him off the books.
No, it's a bad look. It really is. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk more about these playoffs, guys. Aaron Rodgers, and I said this earlier, and a guy hit me up. I can't believe what you're saying about Aaron Rodgers, talking about his legacy. If you think he's the best quarterback of this generation, of this era, which a lot of people do, just from a talent standpoint, and he loses this weekend, and you had home field advantage again,
yeah,
it matters. You can't tell me it doesn't. Right. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are supposed to win, guys. It's just that
simple. And he even talked to – we got some of the audio Chris can play from the earlier in the week. He's at Trusted. He knows what's at stake.
Coming up, we'll talk playoffs. It's Tukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To it.
Championship football. We got to turn this around and start one play at a time.
Now it's time for the road to the big game on Dukes and Bell.
Oh, we're talking about these playoff games. Matter of fact, Mike and I at the Twin Peaks here. Mike is literally arguing with a couple of guys at the bar about the Falcons and what's going on with our team and then the NFL playoffs. Want to remind you, BetQL is giving props. It's a weekly free-to-play contest that runs throughout the pro football playoffs. BetQL.com/props right now to sign up. They post 10 props around this weekend's games. The most correct picks are going to win $2,000. And just by signing up, you'll automatically be entered into the random grand prize drawing of $10,000. Guys, BetQL.com/props to make your picks today. Mike, I know you were having a spirited conversation with a couple of our cool listeners over there.
Yeah.
What were they talking about, man?
We're just talking about the Falcons at all, you know, just the whole situation about, you know, our cap and who would you move on from, the situation where you talked about with Arch, Carl. We don't have a lot of money going into next year.
No.
You know, Squid Billy found a piece of video where there's a touchdown given up in the Washington game and people are blaming Debo, and it was actually a breakdown. It wasn't his fault, but people are looking at like, wow, Grady. I mean, he's going to come up on another contract. We love Grady, but where's the money coming from? We just talked about, me and the guys were talking about the fatigue with Ryan everyone knows it's not his fault. It is what it is. But yeah. We're just, you know, the last thing you want to be is, you know, not sexy. There's not a lot of sex appeal right now about this team. Now, I would love to see, you know, Kyle Pitts get in the end zone more, but we all know the contributing factors. Learning the offense early, a lot of double teams, Ridley going out. That didn't help his development either.
No.
But he still had a fantastic Pro Bowl year.
He did. And I would tell you, if you had two quality top-notch wide receivers on each side of Kyle Pitts.
Exactly.
How dangerous would this offense be? How dangerous would he be?
Right.
We're not in that position. And I don't know if we will be moving forward because, again, I know the guys at the bar are asking about Calvin Ridley. And, guys, we still don't know anything. But don't worry. We will. I guarantee you in the next few weeks we're going to find out what's happening and what's going on with that situation. I mean what the Falcons are going to do. Let's talk about these playoff games, man. And let's start with Andy Reid. Big Red back at it again. Chiefs are positioned to get back to an AFC championship game. They got the Bills. That game is Sunday, 6:30. Let's hear him talk about Josh Allen.
He's playing good football. He's done a nice job. Watched him when he was at Wyoming. He was a heck of a player there. Well coached. And moves into the National Football League, and every year he's gotten better. And I mean, what more can you ask from a quarterback than that, from a coaching standpoint?
Now, Brian Daboll is his offensive coordinator. He's a hot commodity around the league. He's interviewed for a bunch of jobs, partly due to the development of Josh Allen. Bill's offense has been good. They got good personnel, but Daboll is also considered to be one of the top and up-and-coming coordinators, and on top of that, a head coaching candidate. So I don't know if he'll be there after this season.
He was up for the Chargers job last year.
That's right.
But because Bills advanced in the playoffs, they said we're going to go right now, and they picked the guy they picked. So Daboll was kind of a victim of his team's success. Jacksonville seems to be a leading candidate for him. I know that Quinn and, by the way, Kellen Moore, he would – no. after what Troy Aikman said about that game plan, everything you and I chatted about, I have no interest in Kellen Moore. But, yeah, man, Daboll is going to try to run Montgomery. I mean, they've been able to run the football.
They have.
You know, with Buffalo. And to me, it's about Josh. Josh Allen's got to make better decisions and just take a sack or take a hit or throw it out of bounds and not try to force something.
I agree. And, Mike, but here's the thing. This is how you keep Kansas City off the field, right? You do have to run the football. If you're the Bills, you have to run the football and keep Mahomes and company off the field. And then if I'm Josh Allen, I'm going to do what I did in this last game. I'm going to take what they gave me. I'm going to run. I'm going to get out of bounds. I'm going to take up 15, 20 yards, and I'm going to try to pick up first downs. He was the Josh Allen that made him an MVP candidate last year, last week. Hey, moving on, Aaron Rodgers talking about the 49ers game this week. I think there's extreme pressure on, you know, not the Packers themselves, but specifically Aaron Rodgers. Listen, quarterbacks get too much blame and they get too much credit. But Aaron Rodgers is amazing. And to say all the things that we've said about him over the years, and he's probably going to win an MVP again this season if it's not Tom Brady. But either way, I don't think you could argue his credentials. And then to say you got home field advantage, you had a bye, and, oh, by the way, if they lose this week, it's okay. I don't buy that one bit. Here's him talking about the 49ers.
You know, they're well coached on both sides of the ball. I'm sure they'll be ready for a lot of stuff that we're doing, we're trying to do. It just comes down to execution in those moments. I think there's some opportunities for those guys the other night, but comes down to execution, and then the Cowboys didn't execute. The Niners defense did, kept them out of the end zone for much of that game.
Shots
and
fired.
Coming to Lambeau on our field and our weather, you know, we feel good about the product we put on the field, and we got to go out and execute one more time.
Yeah, that's called passive aggressive for you kids keeping score at home. A little thinly veiled shot at McCarthy. But, yeah, man, not executing. That's certainly, you could look at it that way with Dallas in the San Fran game. He also this week answered questions about his legacy. Chris is going to try to pull that. But it was earlier in the week when he was asked about, you know, the fact, look, you and I discussed earlier, you've only won one Super Bowl. This would be, if you made it to your NFC Championship game this year, that would be three trips in a row.
Three in a row.
You know, and, you know, there's the great, look, his legacy is secured, but still, to bookend it, to not be that guy. I mean, as you said, nothing against Eli Manning. Eli brought, you bring home the bacon, the toughest market in America. You got the job done. He was streaky, but the numbers bear it out. But Aaron Rodgers is the most exciting, dynamic quarterback of this era. Now, until Patrick Mahomes came along.
And arm talent.
Correct.
Nobody has that arm talent, man. I mean, the accuracy, the touch. That's why people want to compare Josh Burrow or
Herbert.
Joe Burrow
to
him because of that arm talent. Let's hear Shanahan talk about how cold it's going to be, Mike. You said 12 degrees game time, right? It's going to be 19 on the day.
Yeah.
12
wind
degrees.
Wind chill minus whatever. Right?
So, bottom line, guys, it's going to be a cold night. in Green Bay. Saturday night, 8:15 is kickoff. Here's Kyle Shanahan, the coach of the 49ers.
Prepare to dress warm and prepare to get your mind right. And if you do, then it's usually not a factor. I think we'll be all right. I don't do well in cold, but I'll be all right in a football game. And I think everyone else will be the same.
Mike, no one's had an answer for Deebo Samuels.
Right.
Do the Packers have an answer for him?
Well, there was some talk this week in the Milwaukee paper that we put a spy on him. No, then now you're playing into Shanahan's game plan.
Well, they have a guy, right. Bo, and I'm going to bring you in. I've watched a few of the Packer games. Now, I've not seen him do this, but DeAndre could do that, right? We talk about what he did, Campbell. He could potentially spy on a guy
right. Like
this. With his ability to run the reverses and the quick pitches and all of that stuff.
He won't be stride for stride, but if he's following down the line of scrimmage, he'll be in position to make those plays.
Yeah, I mean, he can. I don't know if you want to change too much of what he's been doing. He's been working so well. But, yeah, Devondre can do – he can do a lot of things.
I said DeAndre. Devondre.
He's a big, fast guy. We showed that in Atlanta. He could cover guys here. I mean, he's kind of a – I hate it because, jack of all trades or whatever, guy can Swiss Army knife, but he can kind of do a lot of things.
Yeah, man. So I know that we're going to see Jimmy Garoppolo in those conditions with a bad thumb. Now he's going to wear a glove. Is a guy? Both guys going to, Carl, Garoppolo's the X factor in this one.
Yeah.
We've seen Garoppolo, statistically, certainly you could argue that he's going to get another contract from somebody or they're going to take on that deal. But do you trust him in these big moments, especially when you throw the elements on top of that?
It's tough. I made the joke earlier, Garoppolo can't finish this game, and here comes Trey Lance to lead the 49ers to victory. Storybook, possibly.
Right.
I don't see it happening. It's the same reason why I didn't start against the Cowboys last week.
Did Trey Lance play indoors in one of those, like, Mickey Mouse stadiums in the Dakotas? Was he
outdoors? I think it was outdoors.
Yeah.
I think it was an outdoor stadium.
Yelling at me, Bo.
But Garoppolo gives them the best chance to win. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking about the big games that are going on this weekend, NFL playoffs. And guess what? 92.9 The Game is your home for all of the action, guys. Make sure if you're out and about or you tune in, you can check it out on the Odyssey app. Mike, let's hear from Sean McVay, man, because this is the game you've been going back and forth on all afternoon long. Rams, Buccaneers, and McVay talked about Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, he's got so much experience. He's so smart. He's so twitchy in his upper half and speeded up. He recognizes exactly what's going on. And so I think, the best way is try to influence and affect, move him off his spot, be able to win with your rushes. Easier said than done. It's why he's the most successful quarterback of all time.
I heard that earlier today on Andy Randy. So twitchy in his upper half.
I don't view Tom Brady that way. I just don't.
You know what? Can you start referring? Let's start referring to Squidbilly as really twitchy in his upper half. Do you feel twitchy? No, I mean, like, the ability to uncork the football and obviously quick release and all that. But I heard that and I was like, what? Made me, like, roll my eyes.
By the way, he played in the Fargo Dome. That was not outside.
What's the season
Trey Lance played in the Fargo Dome, which is pretty cool.
Who am I thinking of? North Dakota State? Who am I thinking of?
That's North Dakota State. There's the seating capacity is
about Wyoming. Thank you.
About 19,000. You know who we can talk about the Fargo Dome is the West Durham. West Durham did one of the semifinals.
Oh, wow.
I think it was in the Fargo Dome.
Oh.
Said he loved it. Great experience. Great atmosphere. Unbelievable.
You punt the ball in there, you knock the fluorescent lights out.
Yeah. How big is it? How many does it hold?
About 19,000.
Okay.
But you can get around 25 if Bon Jovi's playing.
Well, you betcha. We saw John Bon Jovi.
There's only about 19,000 people up there.
Hey man, the good news is we should have some action. Should be some really close games. Kansas City's -1.5. L.A. and the Bucks are -3. Tennessee is -3.5, and as we said, Green Bay, it's gotten down to 5 on some books, but it's hanging in there at 5.5. Green Bay, 5.5, over San Fran.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
You believe it?
Yeah. Parlay. Justify my love, Rams. Justify my love.
That was a jam back then. All right, we're coming back. Top 3 at 6 next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.